This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q.
We're live.
Yep. And as everybody knows, that's my partner in crime, Alan Painter.
Back. Excited to be here. It's been, we had 2 weeks off in a row? Well, I did. I was forced out the week before last because we had to go in a small room.
Oh, that's right.
It's too hot for me in there.
It's tiny.
Then, unfortunately, we had a little unexpected episode last week. So, apologize for leaving y'all hanging, but Shannon's
mom. We did a little rerun.
Shannon's mom had a little bit of crisis last week. So
An hour before the show.
Yeah, it was like panic. So anyway, so I would like to, favor of all our listeners, Shannon's mom goes in, get a procedure in the morning. And I would like the county just to cover her in prayer and hold up Shannon and her family and give them strength to get through this. And knowing the Lord's got them in their hand, it all's going to be fine because it's in his plan.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Yeah, but it is absolutely, and we are having faith and moving forward with confidence that you're right. It is all in his hands. So that's what we'll be doing tomorrow. So
And spring weather's back, kinda.
Yeah, Alan beautified the front of the office since we were on air last time. We have some gorgeous planters out there. You put a lot of effort into that. Looks really nice.
Yes. Now if we can get our neighbors to stop pulling them out of the darn planters, but I'll keep putting them back. Sure. We'll Cheryl try. Was all fired up. One of them was pulled out this morning, so she's ready to go hunting.
Oh, well, it looks nice.
Well, thank you.
And if people could please leave them there, that would be appreciated. Yep.
Well, you know, it's too, you know, got to keep the flowers and the food to keep the girls happy at the office.
The food. I like the food.
And it's the most important job of the day. Go get the girls lunch.
Except for tomorrow when you're the boss.
Yep. Payday. One day a month, I get to be the king, CEO, and the man in charge.
The man in charge. That's tomorrow.
And it's not a full day. It's just till I actually physically hand the check over. Then it reverts back to normal.
So that's usually around lunch.
Yeah. So I've got a plan. So a lot of times if on payday, and then if I'm kind of mean afterwards, they'll make me leave. And so Friday, weather's supposed to be okay. Yeah. You know, so.
We'll see. I won't be there tomorrow, so. I don't know if they'll kick you out or not.
Well, and I won't be here next week, so I'll miss y'all, but I've got a trip to Florida.
Yes, that's exciting.
Yeah, as long as the tornadoes stay away.
Holy. Yeah, all of it. All bad weather. All bad juju. Just be gone. Just give them sunshine and a wonderful time.
Well, I know what'll happen. We'll go back there, and it'll be rainy, and it'll be perfect here. That's why I hate going anywhere. It's like there's no better place on the planet to be than right where we're at.
We are blessed. That's for sure.
Amen. So,
well, we have a wonderful guest today.
So actually, this is a wonderful guest because I'm excited about this, although it's not really my forte.
It's nice to celebrate locally owned and operated businesses being successful in Douglas County. And it
really is. You talk about a downtown anchor, you know, because we've been there. I've been downtown-ish. Because we're kind of like the ugly stepchild because we're kind of on the outer urge of downtown. But we've been down there and there, I think, like 30 years. And to have an anchor committed to downtown like this, it's just, you know, it's just, I'm just ecstatic. I love downtown and it's people like this who've made it special. So anyway.
Well, and hung in there.
Yeah, without further ado.
So we have Vicki Nielsen with Northwest Lifestyle. So Vicki, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So glad you take time out of your busy day, and we know you are busy, ladies. So
especially this week.
Yes. A busy week of preparation for our event this weekend. So
tell us a little bit about. I want a little bit of the backstory because you have been downtown and you have been in business for a while. So tell us how you started Northwest Lifestyles.
Well, in a short version is I met my husband on a blind date a little over 30 years ago, and he had two stores downtown as well. And one of them was Northwest Outdoors, the mm-hmm. outdoor store, fishing store, all that. And I decided, or we decided that
I decided.
Well, no, it was we. Right after we got married, we were sitting and chatting one day, and I said, I wonder why I shouldn't keep working for other people when I have my retail skills I should put towards our business.
Absolutely.
But we were newlyweds, and we were smart enough to think about it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I went part-time at my job, and we worked together, and about 2 months later, I quit my job. We said, we can make this work. So that's how that started. And it was right about the time that he had just started to put in some men's clothing, and it was when the lodge look was very popular, think mm-hmm. back 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started putting in gifts and women's clothing and men's clothing, and started kind of from the outdoor direction, and the clothing took off, and it was more fashionable clothing than the outdoor clothing that was selling for women. And we worked like that for about 10 years. And then he said, you know what? My fishing store doesn't really look like a fishing store anymore. So we had bought the building that I'm currently in previously for our pet store. But that's a whole nother story. Anyway, so we moved my store down there. We split our store in half, which is why my store is called Northwest Lifestyles as of Northwest Outdoors.
Spinoff there.
Yeah. So, and that was 20 years ago. Actually, our anniversary is officially in February, but our grand opening was in May. So we always celebrate our besides February is a lousy month usually. So we do it in May.
Well, 20 years. Think about that. I mean, that's what's really neat to see the success. And it's brave. I mean, because at that point we had big box stores. So we had a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And to see a niche and go in and fill that need, and guess what? 20 years later, you're still here, even in the absence of many of those stores that were there at that time. So it shows you, local is where it's at.
Yes, it's true. It's been a challenging 20 years at times, you know, through the crash of 08 and 9/11 and all these different variables. Mm-hmm. And of course, the last few years haven't been so good either, but
yeah,
with COVID.
But it's cool because we have a great community of people who are very supportive, and when we shut down, people started calling and asking for gift certificates for future purchases because they wanted to make sure we stayed in business, and it was very cool. So I love our people, and I love what I do.
And I, you know, Alan, what you said, that kind of spoke to me, because it's like we've seen the mall completely go away. We've seen, you know, Bon Marché, Macy's,
Kmart,
JCPenney's, I mean, all of this, and you're still standing. And that's so what we're so passionate about with the show and the local business buzz and stuff like that that we do is that type of success story, that you hung in there and you stayed, you know.
Well, one thing that you kind of said there that I think highlights everything. Businesses were closed down, and you had customers reaching out to say, mm-hmm. gee, I want to make sure you survive. Let me give you some money now. I'll buy later. You know, that's what makes Douglas County special. You know, we look after our own. So
very true.
Well, and I do know from, you know, going to quite a few of charitable events through the years that, Vicki, you are very generous with your time. And your talents and other things in the community with charitable events. And I just feel like it's cool when we see people blessing people like that back in their time. So I love
that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, she probably gets, what, 2% back for all the efforts that I've seen throughout their community.
Yeah, she does a lot. She does a lot. And her tribe. Because I feel like that's really important that, you know, your tribe surrounds you and your friends and your network and your groups and stuff like that. So anyway, I just thought that was...
Well, thank you. Yeah, I agree.
So what happened to the husband's store? Is he gone? Is he retired now? Or?
The one mistake we made was calling it a retirement sale because we were actually starting another business.
And oh.
So he has not retired at all. We didn't want to, we think the saying going out of business seems so negative.
Absolutely.
So we didn't want to do a negative twist on it. So we said retirement sale, but that kind of bid us yeah. to.
So nobody's golfing every day, is what you're saying.
No, he's actually at home doing paperwork right now, or at least he should be.
Yeah, I hope you're paying attention. You should be. But, you know, we saw what actually did. This is kind of fun because it's kind of what happened in my office. You know, the women actually became boss, and that's the reason I'm successful. So see, that can be duplicated. You know, if you want success, I've always said, you want success, surround yourself with women and say yes, ma'am.
You know? Good advice.
It's working out well for you.
Yes, ma'am.
See, he's got it down. So, Vicki, I would love for... because you have, I mean, I don't even want to just call it clothing. It's like you have beautiful pieces, wardrobe pieces. I mean, it's just, it's not clothes. Some of yours are art. So
well,
can
you
tell us some of the brands or lines that you carry?
Sure, I can. I find that unless you're a real into the boutique fashion, most people mm-hmm. don't necessarily recognize the brands because they're not a mainstream brand. But we carry Habitat and Tribal and Liverpool jeans and Les Artis shoes and hobo bags. And it's mostly smaller companies. We don't carry like the Nike and that kind of thing.
Right.
That's too mainstream and too generic. We carry specialty things. And a lot of our manufacturers are very small manufacturers. I have a couple of them that are women-owned companies that are just them, basically. They contract out the sewing, but they do all the designing and the shipping and the billing and the
oh wow
everything themselves, too. So while most people think that clothing manufacturers are huge corporations, many of them are smaller than my store, smaller businesses than what I have, less employees than what I do. So it's really fun, but they're more unique clothing, and definitely the quality is phenomenal. They last for a really long time.
Yeah, we were going on vacation with a friend. We called it my Thelma and Louise trip, one of those girls' trips. And I thought, I'm going to be doing a lot of walking while we're in California. So I ran down to your store and got a great pair of shoes. Every time I wear those, I get the most compliments and comments. I will say some are compliments and some are comments because they have holes all the way throughout them, the whole thing, my white pair. And they look like golfing shoes almost, but they're not. But
I know which ones they are.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I get tons of comments and compliments on those. And I still have them, and I bought them quite a long time ago.
Yeah. It's fun. The shoes we try to have are very unique, and we want comfortable shoes, but we don't want ugly shoes. So I refuse to carry ugly shoes, but we also have to be able to wear them all day. So.
Right. And they are super comfortable. So if you like struggle with your feet or feet issues, I don't ever regret buying those shoes ever. So it's like,
well, that's good.
Go get a pair. Go get a couple pairs.
Cause I've actually had people tell me too that my clothes are too good of a quality because they're still hanging in their closet, but they want to buy something new. So,
yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, what we tell
them is you can't have too good quality, but you can just seasonalize, change it out.
Well, yeah, and if you've worn it a lot and you got your money's worth out of it, then it doesn't matter. It's okay to give it to somebody else to enjoy.
Right.
Well, I think it's kind of cool because, you know, odds are if you buy something at your store, 20 other people in town don't have the same thing when you're going to a party. You know,
that's very true.
Very true.
I mean, look at how many of those things are hanging on a rack in a box store that you know, you're going to be one of 150 people wearing the same thing.
Exactly.
In the town.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've actually had that happen years ago at the First Citizens Banquet. There was a couple people that came and bought something to wear for that. And then I went and I bet I saw 7 women in the same exact outfit from Macy's.
Yes.
So I had to giggle a little bit to myself.
Just
because it happens.
Come there.
You know.
Check us out.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a moment. And I'll have you tell us a little bit about your upcoming event.
All right. Thanks.
So this is Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. You're listening to Your Cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian.
And I'm Alan, and we just about blew that break.
Again, we're chatting. It wouldn't be us if we weren't.
We kind of do the same thing during the break. We just keep talking like we do on air. And oh, by the way, there's a mic here. It's on or it's off. We just keep going.
It's kind of how it is. Yep. And with us, we have Vicki Nielsen with Northwest Lifestyles. And so, Vicki, you told us about how you got started and got the business going and where you're at today. So you have some exciting stuff happening this weekend.
We do. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary. So can't believe it's already 20 years. I think I was 10 when I started the store.
Absolutely.
We just did an anniversary for Premier not long ago, and that's what Alan was saying too. It's like, man, that went by fast.
It's a blink.
I'm not even that old. You know, it's like, how can it be 26 years or 27?
My husband and I are having our 30th wedding anniversary this year, and it blows my mind.
So, and congratulations on that off a blind date, I want to say.
Yeah, blind date.
That's excellent. So tell us about the 20th anniversary event. What can people expect?
We're going to have a party.
Yay!
We have always been known for good parties, and then, of course, we had to slack them off a little bit, but now we're back, and we're going to have all kinds of refreshments and prizes and specials happening on Friday and Saturday. We'll be open 11 to 5. So, and all kinds of new merchandise out. So even if you were in the store recently, there's a whole bunch more that you didn't see because I was holding it back. I'm a little evil that way. And so, and then Saturday, we're real excited because we're going to have an in-store fashion show. So we'll be having 10 models wandering around the store, showing off our goodies. And it's always fun to see things on people. And so it's a great way. And you can shop for this at the same time as you're watching the fashion show. So it's a meander, drink a little adult beverage, do a little shopping. So,
is there a specific time that you'll have the models there, or will it be through the whole day?
Saturday it starts at noon, and they'll be there till 2 or 3.
So a couple hour period if you want that piece of it.
And if it's real busy, they'll stay as it's a more relaxed approach to the fashion show, so it's not a real hard and fast. These ladies are so wonderful. They volunteer their time to come and do this for me, so I'm not going to say you must stay.
Right.
But they usually are having so much fun too. They'll end up staying much longer anyway. So it's a great way to go.
Well, and that's really exciting to go and get a good deal and see the clothes and the holdbacks or the surprises that you'll be showing, and make some purchases. Like we were talking on the break, Mother's Day's coming up.
Yes, it is.
So take your mom to that event.
Bring your mom, or come get something special for her, or get a gift certificate. So gift certificates are always a great way to go.
My mom absolutely loves, this is silly, but she loves her sensible shoes. So
we have those too.
Yes, but
they're still cute.
Yes, exactly. And so it's like, but sometimes it is hard to pick out, especially if it's a clothing item or something like that. So I typically do a gift certificate so she can get what she wants or what's calling her that time that she goes in. But oftentimes moms don't buy those splurgy things for themselves or spend the amount of money that they should on themselves. So
that's true.
That's why it's like, okay, my mom wouldn't typically go buy $100 pair of shoes per se. She has because she really, really, really likes them and they last forever, but she won't do it very often. So on those things, I always buy gift certificates, and I would encourage people to do that.
It's interesting because I used to not be a fan of giving gift certificates many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. But I had a customer tell me one time, she goes, no, she says, it's not a cop out to get a gift certificate. She goes, I love it because then I get to come in and experience the whole experience of shopping here. You know, we have the pond in the corner, so you have the nice water sounds, and we always have a really fun staff that help. And so she says, I love to get a gift certificate because then I can come and have the whole experience of you helping me find things.
I'll tell you one thing. If I bought you many gifts, you'd be begging for gift certificates.
Although we have several husbands who trust us.
Amen.
They say, pick out a gift for my wife. I'll be in this afternoon. So, and we do. We can do that. And
we've Alan done calls it. That getting out of the doghouse.
Amen.
Well, we do that a lot.
A lot of getting out of the doghouses there, so that's funny.
The one customer is so funny because he doesn't even want to know what we pick out because he likes the surprise as much as anything else.
Oh, how funny. And I'm sure the wife's on to the fact that it's your excellent taste or your staff excellent taste that chose that for her.
Yeah. So. And when we have a customer that we've had for a long time, you know, we can do it, but we keep records of what people like, and it's fun.
I think that is such a personal thing that you just said, that a touch that a lot of other, even though we don't even have that many box stores these now for clothing, that wouldn't do, you know,
right.
and knowing that customer and knowing what they like or what their preferences are is so special. And that just shows an extra level of service that you guys offer that you're not going to get at a big brand name.
Well, place. Walk into Fred Meyer and see how many times they're greeted by name. You know, nothing against Fred Meyer. I like him. They're dead, but you know, when you walk into a local store, and especially me, I'm color whacked, as my wife would concur. How many times I've come down the stairs and my daughter said, "Dad, go get something else on." You know, to have somebody there that knows you and says, "Okay, I can get you out of trouble."
Right. We'll help you out here. We got you.
Yep.
Well, I was seeing the St. Patrick's Day or the Rediscover Downtown event was fun to come in there. And, of course, you had it set up differently and stuff like that. But it was still really fun. And a lot of people you find just start visiting with complete strangers. I know we did, but your store atmosphere is so comfortable and just everybody's so approachable that you don't feel like you know a stranger when you go in there. So.
Yeah, it's a nice atmosphere. I know it's, and people love to come in. They come in and they're having a bad day, so they want to come in and relax, or they're having a great day and they want to come in and celebrate. And mm-hmm. there's almost always some other customers that are just in there having fun, and everybody becomes fast friends.
That's exactly what I would think it was like when we were in there. So anyway. Tell us, that for some of the people that may just be finding out about you or aren't familiar with where you're located, would you tell the listeners your address and your normal operating hours?
We are located at 445 Southeast Jackson. Sorry, my mailing address is different. 445 Southeast Jackson. For all the old timers in town, it's the it's the old Montgomery Wards building, if you go back far enough, before the blast. It was the old Montgomery Wards building.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah. After the blast, the windows were blown out and everything else. And that was when Montgomery Wards moved to where Clint Newell is now.
Yeah.
And then it was a variety of things. Oh. But I've been there 20 years. And so we're right across. Well, we're about a half a block down from City Hall. That's the best way to put it. And so, and our normal normal operating hours are Tuesdays 10 to 6 and Fridays 11 to 4. So we'll have extended hours Friday and Saturday. And we are open one Saturday a month, and that includes always some sort of an event or near a holiday, or if there's a downtown thing, we always time it that way. So it's kind of crazy hours, but it works, and it makes it more fun for everybody, and it just makes it's a good business plan for us. But we also do offer private shopping appointments, so just reach out to us on email or messages, or there's a million we call, and we can always meet for a private appointment, and we do quite a bit of those too. So we're always available.
And you do have a website, people, it had your hours on it when I Googled you the other day, because that's my big thing on here. Everybody knows, just Google it.
Yeah.
Except it had it's your really hours. Out of date.
Oh, we'll get that.
Don't look at the website.
Follow me.
Follow Facebook. That's about Facebook or Instagram is a better place to find out all the information. I should just change my
your website,
yeah. You know, but I can only balance so many things sometimes.
Absolutely. But Facebook's what most people go to, and if you Google it, it gives you that option.
That's
so
true.
It's like, it had your hours on there. But it was unique, and so I thought that's worth pointing out so people don't drive down there and then be disappointed or something. So it's like, pay attention, show up when it's normal, regular operating hours, and come enjoy. And of course, this weekend and that 20th anniversary event.
Yes. Yep. Tuesdays and Fridays and one Saturday a month, including this Saturday.
Including this one.
Yep. Party time.
Party time.
Yeah. Prizes, events, modeling, all kinds of fun things. So, Well, Vicki, I just want to say I'm excited for you, and I hope your event is a smashing success. I also want to say thank you for hanging in there and for your longevity with the downtown.
Amen.
I know there's been some trials and tribulations through the years with downtown and people's perceptions and things like that. Everybody, we say it all the time on here. We've had so many businesses from downtown on the show and the the Business Buzz. And it's a new dawn. It's a new day.
Yeah.
And
now you can
down.
Make it. You can really make it in an afternoon, you know, and spend time downtown between the shops and the restaurants. And I mean, you
and
can
wine tasting. And, yep. Yeah, it's very exciting. There's a new shop just down the street from me now. It's super cute. So there's a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah. And I think people should really give it a try. If you haven't, I know we keep encouraging it because it's worth it. And the Rediscover Downtown event on St. Patrick's Day or week, there was a good turnout. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of people had that same feeling. And I heard multiple times, well, even my crew that was down there with us, we kept saying, we didn't even know this was here. We didn't know this little nook and cranny behind this nook and cranny was here. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, go down, discover downtown again if you haven't, and rediscover it. So thank you again for being on. And
thank you so much.
So much success is wished upon you for this weekend and another 20 years.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm not planning on going anywhere for a while, so... Thank you so much for having me. It's really a pleasure to meet people who are downtown lovers, too.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment. It's time for the Local Business Buzz, and it's the first Thursday of the month. So you know what that means, Alan.
The big man's in the house.
The big man's in the house. We'll be back with Carlos for Umpqua Survival after this break.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is your cue, and it is time for the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival. And the big guy's back. Carlos,
well,
hello.
I'll tell you what.
How's it going?
It was good having Vicki because of her history downtown, but I needed some testosterone in here, guys. It's like, I can only do women's clothes for so long, and I'm sorry. Awkward.
Yeah, I don't look good in them either.
Yeah, it's like, well, we're having a conversation about comfortable shoes. It's like, well.
It's important. It's important.
If you spend more time sitting down, it doesn't matter what shoes you're wearing.
Amen.
So what's happening on Diamond Lake Boulevard at Umpqua Survival?
You know, it's going pretty good. We're having a good time out there.
I never doubt that for a second. That you guys have a good time out there.
Well, I stopped by today.
Oh, really?
Surprise. Yeah, I was at a gun store. I tell you what, there's a bunch of cool new firearms and stuff in there. And one I kind of fell in love with, and I'm not even going to talk about it because I don't want anyone to buy it out from underneath me. But
oh, gravy. I had to look at this thing online because he's like, I am talking about this today, Shannon. You might as well come look at it.
Okay. I know. That's why I said, oh, yeah, you'll talk about it. Somebody will buy it.
I did say that.
Yeah. It's like, it is freaking cool. I don't know. It's pretty worthless, but it's really cool.
Skylar and Sean said I'm supposed to make sure that you come back after this radio show.
Yeah. It's like, follow my vehicle back. So are you going to tell anybody about it? Or are you not going to tell anybody? You just teased it now.
All right. I will. But nobody can buy it but me.
Well, you better give Carlos your credit card then. I'm going again.
But it is a .22 long rifle. Two barrels on this baby.
Two barrels?
Gatling gun.
Get out.
No. It's got a crank, and it fires as quick as you can crank it. Now, how would that be for Gray Diggers? Huh?
I don't have any idea.
Oh, you probably wouldn't hit them, but my God, it would scare the bejeevus out of them.
It'd look really good mounted on your lawn tractor.
Oh, you? That's what I was saying. I was like, put it on front of my golf cart out there.
Oh, good grief.
Shooting Nutria. It is really a...
I've seen some guys out there at the country club loading guns and stuff in their golf bags.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so now you're going to have to beat him out there. Or Angie would like if somebody beat you out there.
I hope Angie's not listening. I never even thought about that. Angie, quick, turn off your radio.
She probably has
to hear your voice too much already. I'm sure she doesn't listen to that.
Yeah. Yeah, she turns in and listens to Shannon. When I talk, it's just silence.
Oh, well, my spouse, yeah, no. He doesn't listen.
But can you imagine, man, a 22 that fires as fast as you can crank the handle?
I saw it, so now I don't have to imagine.
Oh.
And I heard the multiple videos coming from your office.
more power.
More power. So you have about 25 minutes to beat out Painter Outcome Plus Survival. So, Carlos, it's a new month. So what do you got out there for your raffle this month?
For this month's raffle, we're giving away a Ruger 1020, or not a 1020, it's a Ruger Mark IV pistol, and it's an exclusive Stormtrooper model, so it's
all
white,
freaking
black.
Cool.
Stormtrooper.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh,
and
boy.
All the proceeds we're going to donate to Youth in Trades, which is a new organization that they're starting up. We're going to help them get going.
Yeah.
How cool.
I just heard about that recently.
Now, I want everyone to close their eyes, unless you're driving, and picture this.
Oh, brother.
It is a white pistol, black grips, black...
Compensator.
Yeah, compensator on it. Oh, it looks so... I've never seen anything like it.
Well, that's appropriate for us to talk about, because today is May 4th. So May the 4th be with you. And
oh, Lord.
Stormtrooper action. I mean, come on.
What nerds know that?
Yeah. That's kind of why I picked it for this month's raffle. So.
Stop it.
The big guy's a nerd, too. I love it.
Oh, ooh, Lord.
Raise it up for the weird. But, I mean, honestly, that's... It couldn't be... Good job, Carlos.
It is a really cool pistol. I'm going to definitely get out there and get some tickets for that.
When you're buying your Gatling gun.
No, I'm not.
We also have some other cool stuff going on. I decided to dip my toe in email marketing, so we created a weekly newsletter now.
Nice.
If you're interested in getting our weekly newsletter, just go onto the website, umpquasurvival.com, and it'll pop right up and you sign up for it.
That's cool.
The newsletter's I will sign
have,
up.
So a little bit of a glimpse at some of the new used inventory that we've gotten in stock for the week, upcoming classes, deals and promotions, and a little bit of news and other content that I find to throw on there.
I'm pulling it up on my phone right now to sign up.
And you said that's weekly, right, Carlos?
I'm going to do my best to get it weekly, but you know, when it comes to stuff with the internet, I'm a one-man show. So.
And life happens, too.
Yeah.
So people, if you get it that week, be grateful and happy and look forward to the next time you get it.
If I miss a week, the next week's going to be really good.
Yeah, the double issue.
So I haven't asked for a minute, but so what's the wait times looking like if somebody comes and gets one? I always ask you that.
If you go in line, it's about a month, but they are still trying
better.
To speed the process up. They just launched a brand new system last week. Which is a little weird for us entering in background checks, but I think eventually it's going to be a lot better. But they're still having state police officers come and help process background checks, and so hopefully they'll get caught up soon.
Well, I mean, it's already a little better than it was, so that's nice.
Well, I can't believe they're doing anything to get guns in our hand faster. But
well, the other thing they're doing is if you happen to have... like say you went to Coastal and bought a gun earlier this month, and then you come in today and buy a 22 Gatling gun. when that first background check gets approved, they're looking to see if you have any other background checks anywhere else and approving them all at one time. So,
oh, common sense of government. Who'd have thunk?
Well, that's nice. I mean, they're probably trying to really find out ways to help get the police officers back on the road and not doing background checks, but
yeah, it's kind of a waste of money for them. Yeah.
Man, that kind of a bummer. I never thought I'd have to wait a month to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
Well, I mean, that's why I was thinking. It's like, this year's flown by. So the fact that we're already in May seems crazy to me. And if you're wanting, you know, a rifle, because they have some really nice ones out there, and you are hoping to use it for hunting season, you need time to sight it in, get it down and dialed and all of that. Like, you need time. You should be shopping now. Yeah, you should
I'm thinking of gray digger season. Gatlin gun and gray diggers, you know. So, well, I'm going on vacation next week, so maybe I'll sneak down there so I kind of get a week going while I'm gone.
Yeah, then you won't think about a week's gone by.
I'll be an anxiety ridden if I just go away without doing it.
If you're looking for a hunting rifle and you don't see what you want, mm-hmm. make sure you talk to one of my guys, because we can absolutely special order you something. Obviously, the more inventory I carry, the less cool stuff I can have. So we have enough inventory so people kind of get an idea, but we do a lot of special orders, so...
And it really doesn't take that long either, because...
No, we're pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, I think people would be surprised how quick that you guys are able to get, you know, those special orders in and in their hands. So I would just say people need to pre-plan and think out a little further than they are.
Yeah, it's just a new world. We just got to get used to it. That's kind of the way it's going to be for a while, so...
Yeah, and adjust, but we can still get them. Yeah. And we can still buy them, and we can still have them, so... Grateful for all those things.
Yeah, but it's so hard for guys like me. I just like just see it, buy it, you know. My wife says I have no control when I, you know, gotta have it.
Hey, impulse control is overrated.
That's why I have impulse control. I married her. She's at home.
And probably listening. We love you, Angie. So,
especially if you let me buy a new gun.
There you go. Well, you are going on a nice trip, so that might be a good time to butter her up. Or
where
show
are you going next week?
Going to Florida.
Well, I'm going to be in Savannah, Georgia next week.
Are you? Well, it's going to be good weather as long as the tornadoes don't hit. There was a tornado 10 miles away from where we're going, so that adds a thrill. You know, you got crocodiles, tornadoes, skeeters the size of hawks, you know, but...
I know, that'll Alan, nice. You were going to be gone, so I'm like, hey, Carlos, big guy, you want to come hang out with me for the week? And he's like, I'm gone then, too. So I was like, oh, okay.
I'll totally do it in the future, though, because that'd be fun.
Yeah. So I was like, Alan's going to be gone. You want to come be my other partner?
Well, occasionally I like to go on a vacation to show me why I don't like going on vacation and why I love it here so much, you know. It really is. From May till October, there's no better place on the planet.
It's going to be, you usually do some golfing when you go to these little
I'm seeing more of margaritas and pool time in my future.
I'm thinking this might be a different trip for you.
Yeah, waiting for the hip to kick in, but, you know.
It's not, margaritas in a pool aren't a bad thing.
It's been a while, so. I'm going to have to sacrifice. I will do this for my wife, sit by the pool, drink margaritas.
Oh, you're such a nice man.
Yeah, you're so abused.
So I can have a new gun.
So, Carlos, what's happening in Georgia for you?
Oh, I'm actually, it's like a work vacation. I'm going to a marketing and leadership summit. So I'm going to go learn more about marketing and...
How to spread the word.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a firearms industry event, so it's big wigs from manufacturers and distributors and whatnot. So it's good for networking, and then they have some pretty big keynote speakers and stuff that I'll be able to try and pick their brains and hang out with.
That's excellent. Always good moving forward. Well, it's time for a break already, so we will be back with more of the local business buzz and the big guy in the house in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. It's 4:52, and this is your cue, and I'm Shannon.
I'm Alan.
And that's Carlos.
I'm Carlos.
The, a.k.a. the big guy. Well, I'm excited over the break. I have signed up for the newsletter at Umpqua Survival so I can get pictures of the new firearms and
it's just exactly what you
learn
needed.
A thing or two.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you that it's brand new, so it's probably not the best, but I am open to feedback. So if you decide to sign up for the newsletter, feel free to give me feedback of things you'd like to see or things you'd like to see better.
Now, constructive. Don't just be mean. Carlos has this big guy, but he's got phalanx.
Now, you can be as mean as you want as long as you're willing to take it back.
Yeah. If you dish it out, you have to be able to take it. So, Carlos, some classes. I mean, I know you guys are big on education and doing things out there all the time. What's coming up?
Well, some classes and events coming up. Obviously, the 14th is Mother's Day. So,
yes.
I will tell you, all of your wives and daughters and sisters and mothers have contacted the store and said that they would like new firearms for Mother's Day. So feel free to come out and take care of that. Also, on the 20th is the Friends of the NRA banquet down at Seven Feathers. So that might be something cool to go to. It's always fun. There's lots of stuff you can win. And it's all raising money for a good cause. And then we have concealed carry classes almost every weekend this month, whether it's Oregon only or multi-state.
Mm-hmm.
We've got them basically every weekend this month. So whatever weekend works for you, let us know.
If you have Oregon, is there just a other state class that you can take?
Well, you still have to take the whole class, but you'll get your certificate.
Oh, so it's just one class.
It's just one class, yeah.
Okay.
We just have two instructors. One of them is only certified for Oregon, so his classes are only Oregon. The other one, he's certified Oregon and Utah, so you get certificates for both.
Okay. Because when I did it, yeah, I had to do first half was Oregon, second half. And I spent 8 hours in this class. It just melted my brain. But that'd be kind of cool having one class.
Yeah. And if you want to sign up, you can come into the store. You can call. You can go to the website. Again, umpquasurvival.com. Click on the training tab, and there's a full calendar of what we have coming up. I actually have classes scheduled out all the way to August. So if this month doesn't work for you, feel free to look at the next couple months, and you'll be able to get something scheduled.
You know, one thing I want to touch, with our last guest, we talked about the things that you get from local versus big box stores.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like everyone to walk into one of our big box stores that sells firearms and ask them when their next class is. You know, Carlos and the folks at Umpqua Survival understand the importance of not just having a firearm, but properly using it. And they're committed to our community to make it safer. So I just want to point, you know, those are the things that you don't get when you walk into a unnamed gun store that's in town. But, I encourage everybody because, you know, these classes make you enjoy it. Even if you're just out there for sport and enjoy it, they may allow you to enjoy it even more. I mean, you don't go golfing without lessons. You shouldn't go out just shooting without lessons because it's not just point and click.
Yeah, I'm actually really blessed because I've got a really awesome crew right now. So if there's other things you need to know, you know, if you're looking for a holster, if you're looking to figure out how to take your gun apart and clean it, any of that kind of stuff, come in. One of my staff will be happy to spend a little bit of time with you one-on-one. They'll show you how to take your gun apart. They'll help you find the right holster that's going to work for your situation or outfit or whatever. And they're really good about explaining the whys behind it and not just shoving
Absolutely.
A product in your pocket and sending you home. And if you have more questions, you can always ask. There's no such thing as a stupid question in our shop. I promise we won't make fun of you until after you leave.
Yeah.
Unless it's me. But, you know, and I really have to reiterate that because as a customer, you know, yes, I'm a big firearm supporter, but I'm no expert by any means. And every time I go in there, I learn a little something. And when I have bought a firearm, I don't walk out of there gun stupid. You know, they make sure I know how not only to operate it, but how to take care of it, which is even more important. So I would encourage everybody just to take up Carlos on that and learn more about the guns you have.
Yeah, I'm curious if the guys are out there working and if they're listening to the show, if they can text us to somebody already beat you to that gun.
Why do you want to break my heart? Is Angie texting you saying,
no, she's not. Well, keep pushing
that gun.
No, but I mean, a sale's a sale. So, yeah. And then I'd save you money. But
I did send my son a video of it. So I got to call him after the show and see what he thinks.
She might have been one of the people that told us that's what she wants for Mother's Day.
Oh,
I can imagine that. Nice roses in each barrel, wrapped in a pink ribbon.
There you go.
Honey, yeah. I love you. Nothing says I love you more than a Gatling gun.
Oh, good gravy. I'm going to, yeah.
I didn't know Carlos was a couples therapist. He's a good guy.
Hey, I'm a romantic.
Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical.
No, this is way better than women's clothes. I got to tell you that much.
You guys are funny. Well, also, I have to get it out before the show's over. We have a winner of the $25 gift certificate that Alcoa Survival is so generous to donate each week that we announce on the show. So, Tiffany Shepherd.
A woman.
Winning
another
one for the ladies. Woo-woo. Maybe you want a Gatling gun, and this is $25 towards that. So, congratulations, and we'll be calling you, letting you know how to come pick that up down here at the News Review. So, thank you for that, doing that, Carlos. And I know people are having fun with it, and some people are stopping by a couple times a week to get in on it, so it's kind of fun, but... And gosh, we only have like a minute left, everybody. So that went by super fast.
It's been a fun show.
It was fun having you and getting to talk about this.
Get the testosterone up a little bit in here.
I don't know if anybody knows, but I've been finally getting back to writing my little blog on the website.
Yes, I did.
I'm probably not the best writer in the world, but if you want to hear my 2 cents about stuff, check out the website on the blog posts, and you can see our newest blog posts.
It's probably way better than my rants on the radio.
It's just really fun, so people check it out. Check out the website.
Hey, everybody, again, I'd like you to pray for Shannon's mother. Make sure she has a safe procedure in the morning.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And until next week, everybody, you know what to do. Be kind, and apparently go buy your mom a gun at Umpqua Survival for Mother's Day. Until next week.
God bless.
Have a good one.